The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other hosts or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Welcome to Get Real to Heal, where we help people understand that the small choices they make every day can have a big impact on their health. I'm here today with Angela Lamb. Angela is the filmmaker of the health documentary Uninflame Me, Reversing the American Diet and Lifestyle. She's also a healthy living children's book author of Superhero Healthy Henry Discovers Planet Earth, and she's a certified health coach and fitness instructor. Hi, Angela. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda. I'm good. Happy to be here.
Good. Thank you for being here. You know, one of the things I love to do on this show is to shed light on people who have incredible health journeys, and I think that yours was truly amazing. So I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about what you've been through that maybe led you to where you are today.
Sure, absolutely. About 4 years ago, I was in intense pain and had my husband take me to the ER. And at first, you know, we're optimistic and we thought, oh, no big deal. They'll tell me something minor. I was admitted to the hospital and told that my blood levels were all at dangerous levels and I would have to be admitted. And I had a blood clot in my kidney. And after that, it was a week-long traumatic journey of test and blood sticks. My arms looked like badly bruised pincushions. And after every test, they would kind of try to diagnose me. They couldn't quite figure out what was going on. And then after another test, they would dismiss that diagnosis and give me a new diagnosis. And they just really didn't know what was going on with me. I saw the gamut of physicians, cardiologist, rheumatologist, a hematologist, an oncologist. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so it was a very scary experience to the point where before my hospital release, I just broke down and cried because I just did not know what was going on with me. Finally, they got me stable. Put me on blood thinners, a statin, and told me that I have a chronic illness and that it would be blood thinners and statin medication, biweekly blood draws, and seeing the doctors regularly for the rest of my life. So it was a very traumatic experience. And initially, I wasn't willing to accept that as my new reality. So I started to read about nutrition. And for the first time in my life, I started to exercise regularly. I always took nutrition and exercise for granted and would do exercise on occasion and thought I was relatively healthy. But once I started reading about nutrition, I realized I had a lot of room for improvement. So I did that for 3 months and I went back to my rheumatologist and, he told me that there was a marked improvement in my blood work and gave me hope that I might not be chronically ill forever. From there I dove in deeper. I learned about an anti-inflammatory diet because I was chronically inflamed. And when I was, in the hospital and they told me I was chronically inflamed, I'd never heard that term. I didn't know what it meant.
Right.
So I learned about chronic inflammation and I learned that it leads to most of the lifestyle-oriented diseases that people die of, heart disease, diabetes, a lot of autoimmune disorders, cancer, some cancers. So I really dove into what is chronic inflammation and how to reduce it. The statin medication was reducing it medically, but I wanted to figure out how to reduce it naturally so I could someday hopefully get off the statin medication. So I adopted an anti-inflammatory diet, and essentially what that means, it varies it's not a cookie cutter type diet. Mm-hmm. You first of all start with very whole foods. You get away from the processed food and the soda. Mm-hmm.
Which is tremendous, by the way. I can't say how, just eating real food, everybody, just eat real food. And that is a big step in the right direction for most disorders.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I did initially. And that I saw a marked improvement in my blood work
to make
just
a big difference.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I dove into, with an anti-inflammatory diet, you see what affects you. So after you become pure, you remove dairy, is one of the things that is often inflammatory to people. So yeah. I removed dairy for 30 to 60 days, and I learned that it actually did affect me, which was a rude awakening being a Midwestern girl that chugged milk every morning.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on chocolate milk. I hear you. Yeah.
I removed wheat and gluten, and I learned that that also affected me. So I had to go gluten-free. Not to the point where I had to eliminate it entirely. I don't have celiac disease, but it does definitely affect me. So just keep it to a minimum.
Sure.
I was fortunate, though, I didn't have an issue with nightshade vegetables. That's often an inflammatory trigger for a lot of people.
Absolutely, especially with arthritic conditions and, yeah.
Yes.
So, definitely.
But I can eat a ton of tomatoes, so I'm lucky there, which I love. Sugar also is one that affects people. So basically, you just cater. You see what affects you. Once you bring it back in, does it make you feel sick, tired, bloated? And if it does, then it's inflammatory to you, and you need to either eliminate it from your diet or cut it back significantly.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I know when I work with my clients, we really work hard to... I'm sure you do this as well, to try and dive in and just find out on a bio-individual basis, we're all different. So what is going to inflame one person may not be a problem for another. It's really quite fascinating once you get into it in clinical. So yeah, that's great.
So that was a key component. And then it's not, for me at least, it wasn't just based on my nutrition. When I was diagnosed with a chronic illness and released from the hospital, and the physicians told me that I would live with this for the rest of my life, my thought process was, well, tell me how to change it. And no one was telling me how to change it. It was more just, you need to accept this.
I had the same experience, and it's incredibly frustrating.
It's incredibly frustrating and shocking.
Absolutely.
So luckily I had a integrative pediatrician friend that had just recently gone through her integrative medicine training, and she was posting a lot about it on Facebook. And
yeah. So now tell us integrative. Explain to us what that means.
So, integrative medicine is, she's a medical doctor, but she also looks at more holistic methods, more natural methods of healing.
So looking for root causes and digging deeper rather than just, the kind of the compassionate care conventional model would be just to, figure out what's going on, give the disease a name and then try to medicate the symptoms.
Exactly.
Rather than looking for perhaps, is there a root cause? Is there something going on underneath, like perhaps food intolerances that were inflammatory for you? Or what were some of the other routes for
what
you?
What I did learn is I through her, I found an integrative cardiologist. And it was interesting to me in the search. It was quite a search. Because when I had a friend that had a husband that was a cardiologist, so I initially reached out to him, how do I get off this statin medication was one of my goals. And he kind of laughed at me and said, oh, come back to me when you need a triple bypass. And I was like, I never want to get to that. So luckily, from my friend, the integrative pediatrician, I found an integrative cardiologist, Dr. Michael Twyman, in town. And he did advanced genetic testing. And he found out that I have a genetic mutation called MTHFR.
Yeah, I'm well familiar with that from my own disorders. So
it causes a lot of problems, and about 60% of Caucasians have this, some sort of this genetic mutation. Mm-hmm. There's a few variances. I have a double mutation, so that means that I only methylate vitamin B vitamins to about 10 to 30%.
And B vitamins are important for a multitude of different bodily functions. Without them, things go haywire, which is exactly what happened.
Exactly. Yeah. It leads to a lot of different problems. It's been known to cause mental disorders, Parkinson's, autism. In my case, it was blood clotting.
Wow.
And so, and
what was the disorder that you were diagnosed with at the end when they finally figured this out?
Absolutely. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune blood clotting disorder called antiphospholipid syndrome.
Wow.
And through taking a methylated B vitamins, which fulfilled my nutrient needs for B vitamins, slowly over time, my body healed. I reduced the chronic inflammation from my diet, and I no longer. It's controversial because when you're diagnosed with antiphospholipid syndrome, they say that it never goes away. You always have it. But my rheumatologist has tested me many times, and it's no longer in my system. I know that if I went back to my old ways, that it would probably return. So in that sense, you can say it's in remission. But I'm never going back there.
Good. And it feels good to know, you know, to feel like you can take back some control over your health. I think that's just tremendous.
Absolutely. And so that's why I was motivated to create the film. I've always been a creative. And I say that that's what happens when a creative gets a chronic illness is how I express myself. And I really thought it was important to create a film that let people know about chronic inflammation because it leads to so many diseases. And as a non-medical person, I never heard the term. And I'm finding as I talk to people about it, they haven't heard about it either. Meanwhile, knowing about it is so critical. And secondly, root cause medicine, because, you know, there are certain disorders that you get them, you can't change. But there are so many lifestyle oriented diseases that you can reverse if you have a physician that looks at you holistically, genetically, looks if you're at your nutrients, if you're deficient in certain things that can make you well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's so empowering, and I love that you're doing this. I love that you're getting the word out, and that you've taken, you know, put your heart and soul into this film. Can you tell me some more about? And actually, now it's been shown at a few festivals, and
it has been shown right now at one festival.
Okay.
It's the Awareness Film Festival in Los Angeles. It premiered there October 14th, and it's been submitted to many other festivals, and it did win an Impact Documentary Award.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So it's doing the festival circuit right now, and I'm thinking it'll be available for wider release next summer.
Wonderful. Now, in the meantime, you know, if people are hearing about this, how can they view the film?
There's a trailer online, mm-hmm. and we've created many health tips based on interviews from the physicians that were not released in the film. We're doing local small screenings. I have some limitations because some of the film festivals don't allow me to show it theatrically, but I can do small wellness events and show the film now that it's premiered.
Great. And so how can people contact you if they wanted to set up one of those premieres? Or the screenings?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My website is healthylifenation.com. You can also go to the Facebook page, which is Facebook Healthy Life Nation, or there's also Uninflame Me Movie, and there's also Healthy Life Nation Instagram page as well.
Great. And I wanted to also talk about, you know, it's so important to get kids started eating right from a young age. It's just rampant bad eating in our society for kids. And I love the book that you've created, the children's book. Can you tell me more about Healthy Henry?
Sure, absolutely. When I became chronically ill, I thought about how I got to this predicament. And I was an obese child. I ate a lot of processed food as a child. And I was about 50 pounds overweight when I was a child. And it really comes from the habits that you develop as a child. So my goal, I notice when I bring my daughters to the grocery store, they're always looking at the food that has the fun characters on it. And usually it's the worst food for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know there's not a lot of marketing dollars around fruits and vegetables. So I wanted to create a healthy living, well, he ended up being a superhero, to encourage kids to eat healthy food and to make it fun.
Absolutely. And honestly, I think he is kind of a superhero to get out and do that kind of work and get kids inspired. It's just, that is so cool. I really love what you're doing. So thank you for that. That's tremendous. Well, if anyone would like to, and you also teach fitness classes, is that correct?
I do. Fitness is a big part of it, as well as nutrition. And to stay regularly active, I knew that I had to make it my part of my work. So I do teach 6 fitness classes a week to stay healthy.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Angela. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing. Congratulations on the progress you've made in your health journey. And I hope just all good things for you. I'm just so excited to see where this goes with the film and the book and all of the good work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. If people want to find more information, can you just one more time remind people where they can find you online?
Absolutely. I failed to mention earlier our YouTube channel, which I think that is critical because we're releasing periodically expert health tips, including the integrative cardiologist, the integrative pediatrician. There's also Dr. Jessica Black on there, who wrote the anti-inflammation diet and recipe book. All of them are giving key information, and they're short little 1 to 5 minute video clips that could be helpful to you. But you can also go to healthylifenation.com, uninflamememovie.com, our Facebook page, which is Uninflame Me Movie, or our Healthy Life Nation page, also on Instagram under Healthy Life Nation.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal. For more information, find me online at amandalaplante.com or getrealtoheal.net. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram at Get Real to Heal.
Amanda LaPlante. This is Amanda's Health Moment. Today, I'd like to talk with you about self-care. A few years ago, I found myself riddled with various different autoimmune diseases. My body was sick, my mind was sick, and my life was completely out of balance. One of the things that I was able to do to bring myself back into balance was to focus on my self-care. And a lot of people think that self-care is frivolous, but it's really essential to creating a good life. When you fill your cup up first, then you're able to give out into others more authentically and deeply. And I've got a few tools that I use and that I use with my clients that may be helpful to you. So I want to share those with you. One is journaling. You spend 5 to 15 minutes every morning just free writing what's on your mind and setting an intention for the day. It can set you off on the right track. Another idea for mornings is meditation. Start with a minute, build your way up. You might love it, and you'll likely feel some shifts. Finding aligned exercise can be really helpful as well. So exercise that's enjoyable to you, invigorating and relaxing, and practice it regularly, if not every day. If you have trouble thinking of exercise that you might enjoy, think about what you did as a kid. A lot of people have things that they did as a child that they've let go as an adult. I say play. Figure out what that thing was that lit you up and do it now. Think about getting a massage, treating your body to different things like a hot bath a few times a week to pamper yourself, and it engages the relaxation response in your nervous system. A hot towel scrub can also be really invigorating. Hot towel, dipped in hot water, and wring it out, and then scrub your body firmly in gentle circles, and just make circles towards your heart and go lightly near sensitive areas. This can really be invigorating, and it's great for your skin too. It'll make you glow. Dry brushing is another great idea that's great for your skin, and it increases circulation. And if you use a natural bristle brush, just start at your feet and brush your skin quickly in upward motions. It'll improve circulation, drain your lymphatic fluid, which is the root of water retention. So, another idea is an oil massage. Before you shower, just massage your body down with some coconut oil. It'll protect your skin from the drying and draining effects of hot water, and you'll find it to be a pleasurable experience. Pamper yourself with some manicures, pedicures, hair appointments, facials, whatever primping activities that you like to take part in for the next few months. You'll feel like a new person. And another thing that you could do is purge your closets. Invite a friend over, go through your closets and drawers together, throw away things that you haven't worn in the past year, and things that don't make you feel fantastic. You should open your closet to clothes that make you feel amazing, and your home environment is a reflection of who you are, so it's definitely something to consider. Another idea is a technology detox. Just turn the TV off, take a break from Facebook, maybe take a break for up to a week. At my house, my son, my husband, and I will do this for a weekend at a time. And it's really amazing to see how kids will return to the yard, return to the playset when you take the PlayStation away. So try doing that with yourself as well. This has been Amanda's Health Moment. I'm Amanda LaPlante. For more health tips and information, find me online at getrealtoheal.net or on Facebook at getrealtoheal. And don't forget to catch my show, Get Real to Heal, Mondays at 9:30 a.m. and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. right here on KWRHLP 92.9 FM.